Second Sunday of Christmas, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Christ, the Father's only Son, whose death for all redemption won, before the worlds of God Most High, begotten all ineffably. The Father's light and splendour thou, their endless hope to thee that bow, accept the prayers and praise today that through the world thy servants pay. Salvation's author, call to mind, thou took'st the form of humankind, when of the Virgin undefiled, thou in man's flesh became'st a child. Thus testifies the present day, through every year in long array, that thou, salvation's source alone, proceedest from the Father's throne. All honour, Lord, and glory be, O Jesu, Virgin born, to thee, all glory, as is ever meet, to Father and to Paraclete. A new day of redemption has dawned for us. It was prepared from of old, and holds the promise of eternal joy. Psalm 109. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Sion your sceptre of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath, he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master, standing at your right hand, will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A new day of redemption has dawned for us. It was prepared from of old and holds the promise of eternal joys. The Lord has sent his mercy. He has shown his faithfulness. Psalm 113. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give the glory, for the sake of your love and your truth, lest the heathen say, where is their God? But our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he wills. The idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have nostrils, but they cannot smell. With their hands they cannot feel. With their feet they cannot walk. No sound comes from their throats. Their makers will come to be like them, so will all who trust in them. Sons of Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Sons of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. He remembers us, and he will bless us. He will bless the sons of Israel. He will bless the sons of Aaron. The Lord will bless those who fear him, the little no less than the great. To you may the Lord grant increase, to you and all your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to men. The dead shall not praise the Lord, nor those that go down into the silence. But we who live bless the Lord, now and for ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has sent his mercy. He has shown his faithfulness. The Lord, the King of Kings, has been born for us on earth. Now the salvation of the world, our redemption, has come to us. Alleluia. A Canticle from Apocalypse 19. Alleluia. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. His judgments are true and just. Alleluia. Alleluia. Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. Alleluia. Alleluia. The marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord, the King of kings, has been born for us on earth. Now the salvation of the world, our redemption, has come to us. Alleluia. A reading from 1 John. Something which has existed since the beginning, that we have heard, and we have seen with our own eyes, that we have watched and touched with our hands, the Word who is life. This is our subject. That life was made visible. We saw it, and we are giving our testimony, telling you of the eternal life which was with the Father and has been made visible to us. What we have seen and heard, we are telling you, so that you too may be in union with us, as we are in union with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Responsory. The Word became flesh. Alleluia, alleluia. The Word became flesh. Alleluia, alleluia. And he lived among us. Alleluia, alleluia. The Word became flesh. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Word became flesh. Alleluia, alleluia. Blessed is the womb that bore the Son of the Eternal Father, and blessed are the breasts that suckled Christ the Lord. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed is the womb that bore the Son of the Eternal Father, and blessed are the breasts that suckled Christ the Lord. Intercessions. Through the Gospel, the Lord Jesus calls us to share in his glory. Let us make our prayer with him to our Heavenly Father. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all nations, that they may seek the way that leads to peace, that human rights and freedoms may be everywhere respected, and that the world's resources may be generously shared. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the Church, that her leaders may be faithful ministers of your word, and that all her members may be strong in faith and hope, and that you may be recognized in the love she bears to all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our families and the community in which we live, that we may find you in them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for ourselves, that in the coming week we may serve others in our work and find peace when we rest. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the faithful departed, that through your mercy they may rest in peace. Lord, hear our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty, ever-living God, of every faithful soul, fill the world with your glory, and reveal to all nations the splendour of your presence. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us, and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.